Welcome to Grace and Glory Audio, featuring Pastor P.G. Matthew. Today, Pastor Matthew brings us an important message from the book of Genesis, entitled, The Way Up is the Way Down, preached on Wednesday, February 5th, 2014. If you have your Bible with you, please turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 32, beginning with verse 22.
Let us win by losing. Jacob was alone, we are told, and he was afraid. He was afraid because he heard his brother Esau is coming, not alone, not with four people, but with 400 people, a small army. And Jacob has cheated him, and he has a grudge. He is afraid. And he was alone, and it was night. And all of a sudden, in the night, a man wrestled with him. And he was about 60 years of age. He was a pretty strong fellow, hardworking. And we are told a man wrestled with him. Later on, we will find in verse 30, he was God. And Hosea says, an angel of the Lord. And we notice in Genesis 18, God assumes the form of a man. And God came with two angels to visit Abraham. And then we are told that this wrestling lasted all night. Generally, it lasts 6 minutes. Have you watched wrestling? It's pretty short. But this lasted the whole night. Man to man wrestling. And in the night. And Jacob was winning, as he had won against his struggle with Esau and Laban. See, he was always winning. And then the man just touched the socket of Jacob's hip. And that's where the wrestler's strength is. And this man dislocated his hip. What do you think happened? He fell down. Jacob became weak and fell, clinging to the man, holding on to the man. But he would not let the man go. He wants to go, but he wouldn't let the man go. Because he realizes that this is not just a man. He is superior. He realizes he is mighty. He is God. So we are told by Hosea that he wept and he begged. For he realized this man was God in human form, that he was superior, that he was mighty, that he was letting him win, but he can touch you at the right place. Let's understand that. You fight with him, you lose. You lose always. I have seen arrogance of young people in this church, wicked, arrogant. And I say to them, they lose. He knows to cut you down. The Lord opposes the proud and gives grace to the humble. So he realizes this man is not just a man. He is superhuman. He is God. And he begs this man to bless him. In the Bible, the superior blesses the inferior. So you come to me, I bless you if I so choose. But you come to me as what? An inferior, asking my blessing, and I'll bless you if I am led to do so. As well as, superior gives name to the inferior. Abram's name was changed to Abraham, indicating that Abraham is the servant of God. Sarai changed to Sarah. Simon's name was changed to Cephas or Peter. It tells you the one who gives you name is the Lord, and you are his servant for life. And your name is changed to Christian, means you serve Christ all of your life. You should never take his name and wanting to be boss. You will not be, and he will not let you. Superior gives name to the inferior, and the superior blesses the inferior. Hebrews 7 and verse 7. No blessing. You see, he said, bless me. But God is saying no. And let me tell you, he is not going to bless you. You can say anything you want, but he will not bless you until you identify yourself. What is your name? Yes, God knew who he was. The Samaritan woman, she wanted blessing too. Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water. He told her what? Go and call your husband and come back. I have no husband. And Jesus said, you are right, you have no husband. You have had what? Five. And the one you live with is not your husband. You are a sinner. I am saying to you, you can pray all you want, but God will not bless you until you identify your name as what, sir? Sinner. I'm a sinner. What's your name, sir? No blessing from Jesus unless we identify ourselves as sinners. Jacob means I'm a crook. I'm a deceiver. I'm a cheat. Why don't you stand up and say that? No, that's not what we want. We want to justify ourselves. You go ahead and justify, you get nothing from God. Do you think he doesn't know you? He is omniscient, all-seeing God. So he doesn't bless you unless we identify ourselves as sinners. Unless we pray the sinner's prayer, Lord, have mercy upon me, a sinner. Yes. Prodigal came and said, I have sinned against God, heaven, and against you. There is no blessing, sir, for proud, arrogant people. He said, my name is Jacob, a deceiver I am. I deceived Esau, I deceived Laban. So was the Samaritan woman. So is every son of Adam. What is your name? I'm a sinner. And so we heard, we read, the man blessed him. And also the man changed his name to Israel. Friend, by surrendering to the man, he prevailed with God and with men. He struggled with man. He struggled with God. He struggled with the angel of God, as Hosea tells us, and won with Jesus Christ. Losing is winning. He opposes the proud and gives grace to the humble. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. So Jacob wrestled, he struggled, his hip was dislocated, he fell, he was clinging to the man, God, the angel. He wept, he prayed, he begged. His name was changed. He was blessed by God, man. From this day forward, you are my servant. I am your Lord. Look at him as he goes. He is limping. And he will do so all his life. Yet he is a prince. His name has been changed. He is Israel. He is victor. He is success. He struggled with God and in a sense overcame him. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. In all your ways surrender to God and he will prosper you. He will cause you to be a success in life. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. In weakness is our strength. By losing to Jesus, we receive his blessing. That's not what Americans do. They are arrogant. They are autonomous. They refuse to repent. They are pretending that they can stand on their own 2 feet. They are arrogant because of $2. And so we are reaping the fruit of our arrogance. We've been reaping it for quite some time. The leaders in this country lies to you. 5 justices made a decision that killed 50 million people. And the president lies as he opens his mouth and causes young people throughout the world to lie. We are in serious trouble, friends. Immorality prevails in this country. And there is no blessing going to come unless everyone repents and asks God to forgive our sins. In repentance and faith in Jesus, we discover our salvation. Winning by losing, sir. So we read in Hebrews 11, and what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword. And now listen, whose weakness was turned into strength. And who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. God detests arrogance. St. Paul was a proud man. He said concerning the righteousness of the law, perfect. He just made self-declaration, perfect. But he learned a few things. God wrestled with him and touched his hip too, and he fell. And he became blind. And he prayed for 3 days. And he learned a few things. And this is what he says in 2 Corinthians 12. To keep me from becoming conceited. Because of these surpassingly great revelations, there was given me a thorn in my flesh. A messenger of Satan to torment me. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. Because when I am weak, then I am strong. I have made a fool of myself, but you drove me to it. I ought to have been commended by you, for I am not in the least inferior to the super apostles, even though I am nothing. In Philippians 4:13, St. Paul says, I can do everything through him who gives me strength. And 2 Timothy 4:17, but the Lord, everybody abandoned me, but the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength. At the time of your death, you are ushered into the very presence of God. But the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. And I was delivered from the lion's mouth. Friends, let me ask you a question. Those who are arrogant, those who are proud, let me ask you a question. Have you surrendered to Jesus Christ, who has all authority in heaven and on earth? He alone is the Savior of the world. If you fight with him, you will lose. If you surrender to him, you shall become a winner. And he will let you be a winner for life. The story of Job. He was arrogant. He wanted to argue with God. And God showed up. And he surrendered and won. He said this. Then Job replied to the Lord, I know that you can do all things. No plan of yours can be thwarted. You asked, who is this that obscures my counsel without knowledge? Surely I spoke of things I did not understand. Things too wonderful for me to know. You said, listen now, and I will speak. I will question you, and you shall answer me. Now listen, my ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Therefore, I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes. And he became a winner. Heavenly Father, we pray that you help us to win by losing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Grace Valley Christian Center is committed to the unchanging truth of the Holy Scriptures. We have been proclaiming the whole counsel of God since 1974 through our weekly worship services, our website resources, and our publishing ministry. For more information about our church, to find more edifying sermons, or to order books by the Reverend P.G. Matthew, please visit our website at gracevalley.org.